Hare Krishna, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. Nice to see so many devotees from North America. We are taking part in our japa sessions. This is for you. That's why I'm speaking only in English. And I'll continue to do that, do it this way, or for as long as I continue these sessions. I have no idea how long I'm going to continue them. Although, I'll speak a little bit about it at the end, about some of the thoughts that I have. Yesterday, I was speaking to the Russian-speaking devotees, because what I'm going to speak about today is a little connected to yesterday's topic. I'm going to summarize what I spoke about yesterday, and it will bring us to our topic for today. Yesterday, we spoke about Haridas Thakur and the blessing, the ambiguous blessing that he gave to the imprisoned devotees who were expecting a blessing of a different nature upon getting the opportunity to have his darshan. Haridas Thakur was captured by the Qazi and was being brought to the king for his punishment for chanting Krishna's names. And others had already been arrested and were imprisoned. And when they heard that Haridas Thakur was coming, they all anticipated a very wonderful opportunity to take his darshan and to receive a blessing from him. Knowing full well that any blessing from someone like Haridas Thakur would certainly be all auspicious. When he appeared before them, Haridas Thakur smiled at them, folded his hands, and the blessing that he offered to them was, please stay there. Please stay as you are now. And upon looking at the faces of all those who were expecting a blessing, they were trying to figure out what kind of blessing is he giving us. And Haridas Thakur, naturally being very sensitive, seeing their faces, he immediately understood that they did not understand the meaning behind his ambiguous blessing. And then he took advantage to explain the meaning behind it and told them that you are thinking that I'm telling you to stay as you are now, meaning that I'm giving you the blessing that may always stay in prison. But he explained that while you're in prison, under these circumstances, being imprisoned, not having the opportunity to have your freedom, not having the opportunity, not only having your freedom, but in misusing your freedom. Although he didn't say that right away, but nonetheless, he implied that when you're outside of prison, you have the potential to misuse your freedom, because you're always absorbed in thinking about so many responsibilities, so many obligations you have, and which are also tinged with a desire for sense enjoyment. So when he could see that those pious people who had been in prison were taking shelter under the difficult circumstances in prison of chanting the holy names, and they were remembering God because of that situation they were in. He gave them the blessing, which, as we said, appeared ambiguous. Stay there. Please stay as you are now. Meaning, please stay in this consciousness of full dependence on God, full dependence on Krishna. And he understood that the potential that they would have for misusing their independence, and he also knew intuitively or because he's Trikalagya, whatever it may be, but he knew that within 2 or 3 days they would be released from prison. But he didn't say that when he gave his benediction. He just explained, stay in this consciousness, take advantage of the silver lining that you have right now, being imprisoned, that it's helping you in this particular circumstance to depend on Krishna. And we were comparing Haridas Thakur's blessing to our current circumstances for many of us being forced to imprisoned in home. Although we did say yesterday that we've been getting regularly hearing from devotees statements to the effect that this pandemic is a blessing in disguise, because it's an opportunity for increased chanting, increased reading, and they've never seen so much sangha, they've never seen so much association accessible. But to speak of live sangha, I'm not sure if they're referring to this one, but it's all over. I know that Govinda Maharaj is speaking daily. I know that Indraduna Maharaj is speaking frequently. I know that Devamrita Maharaj is speaking a few times a week. I know because I speak to them, and they're telling me what they're doing. And this Lokanath Maharaj has his daily japa, and there's so many options for sangha at all times of the day. So many devotees are realizing that, as I said, some devotees are calling it the coronavirus, and as I also revealed yesterday, one devotee wrote to me and asked me if I would begin to transcribe the talks that I've been giving every day, and I can compile it into a book and call it The Nectar of Lockdown. And so there have been various suggestions that, hey, this is I like being in prison. Of course, there are other things to worry about. Okay, when I get out of prison, I have a lot of things I have to worry about, or I could worry about them while I'm in prison. But I wanted to read something in this connection, something very nice. It was sent to me today, and when I read it, I was thinking, I have to read this to all of you. And it was written by a, where did I put it? I have it somewhere on my phone. Oh yeah. It was written by a young Mayapur Vasi, devotee here in Mayapur. When I read it, I had to find out what's her name, how old is she, where does she come from? I was thinking this was like amazing. It was totally amazing. And she's a young girl from China. She's been living here in Mayapur, I don't know how long. And she came when she was young, and she's about 20 years old now. Her name is Nandini. And she wrote something that somehow got circulated, and it made it into my mailbox. And I wanted to take the opportunity to share it with all of you. And I'm just going to share it right now. I'm not going to comment because it speaks for itself. She writes, "May I be quarantined in the heart of Sri Sri Radha Madhava for the rest of eternity. May they have me locked down beneath their reddish lotus feet for the rest of eternity, keeping me safe from the virus of illusion. May they increase my immune system by giving me the vitamins of their service. This is an order from the government of my heart to the citizens of my mind during the lockdown period, which will extend to the existence of the soul. Let me use the hand wash called sincerity to cleanse me of the germs of superficiality. This should be done as many times in the day as possible, for at least 20 seconds, as per the time of Lord Brahma. Let me keep great distance from the people called lust, anger, pride, and hypocrisy, who have arrived from a foreign land full of virus. Let me at least keep a 2-meter distance of anger from anyone who sneezes and coughs out harsh words against you or your devotees." You can give lecture on this. "Let me cover my mouth with the tissue of intelligence whenever I cough or sneeze any complaints about the service of your lordships. Let me always keep in my mouth the antivirus of your holy names and pastimes." That's it. I thought it was beautiful. Really puts everything into perspective. When I read this, I'm thinking, wow. If going into quarantine, lockdown, coronavirus, if put into this perspective, this is what I should be doing, is seeing things in relationship to Krishna. And this was perfect. She didn't miss anything. She didn't miss the coughing or sneezing. She didn't miss the tissues. She didn't miss the 2 meters away, the long, far distance away. She didn't miss the virus, the disease, the lockdown. She didn't miss anything, not one detail she missed, and put it all in a perfect Krishna conscious perspective. And she ended with, "Let me always keep in my mouth the antivirus of your holy names and pastimes." When it ended there, immediately, of course, the verse that came to my mind is Rupa Goswami, Upadeshamrita, that the trances, the holy name, the holy name, the qualities, activities, and pastimes of Krishna, they're all transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy. And although one whose tongue is afflicted by the jaundice of avidya cannot taste anything sweet, it is very wonderful that if one very carefully goes on chanting these sweet names every day, then a natural relish will be awakened within the tongue, and the disease, avidya, which is the disease, will be destroyed at the root. This is our disease. We're all becoming afraid of becoming afflicted by the disease, but Rupa Goswami is actually describing what the real disease is and what the real cure is. The real disease is avidya. It's described as ignorance. I oftentimes remember when I when I remember this verse, or speak of this verse, I have a godbrother named his Bhrigupati Prabhu. I used to distribute books with him in 1977. And when he was together with me in Hartford, Connecticut. And we were distributing books during the Prabhupada Marathon. And we used to stop people with candy canes. And he had this line that he used to stop people and to get them to laugh and to break the ice a little bit so he can put a book in their hands, because he was always a straight book distributor, but he knew how to break the ice. So he would stop people, and he had these candy canes, and he would hold out the candy cane, and he would say, "I have here something sweet. Can you open your mouth so I can give it to you?" And they would open their mouth, and he would look and say, "Ah, this is serious. Avidya. You've been afflicted with vidya. Avidya." And they said, "What is avidya?" He said, "Avidya? Avidya means jaundice. Avidya is," he'd say, "it's like ignorance. But don't worry. One who's afflicted with jaundice, if he eats something very sweet, we have the cure. We have the medicine. Please take this candy cane." And he would give them the candy cane to get them to laugh, because, of course, at first he'd get them a little scared. Uh-oh, this is serious. And then he'd give them the book, and it would explain how this transcendental knowledge was a way for eradicating the jaundice of avidya as well. So the same way Rupa Goswami is saying that avidya, which is the root cause of suffering, is our actual disease. And in the, Madhurya Kandambani. In Madhurya Kandambani, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he describes how that the sufferings of this world, how devotional service, one of the symptoms of devotional service is kleshagni. Klesha means suffering. And kleshagni is suffering is removed by the first stages of devotional service. And then he explains that klesha, ordinarily, it means suffering. And he says there are five types of kleshas. But then he says also another meaning, and he gives that from the Patanjali Sutra, another meaning of the word klesha is the cause of suffering, or the cause of ignorance, which is the root cause of suffering, ignorance. And he gives five types of causes. They are avidya, they are asmita, raga, dvesha, and abhinivesha. Avidya describes means ignorance. And ignorance means to accept that which is impermanent as permanent, to accept that which is full of misery to be blissful, that which is impure to be pure, and that which is not the body to be the body. Excuse me. Yes, that which is not the body to be the body. And he says, this is ignorance. And then he says the next form of klesha is asmita. Asmita means false ego. It means to think that bodily pleasures is the source of happiness. And it also means that reality can only be perceived by sense perception. Whatever I see with my eyes, that's reality. That's false ego. Then he says the third is raga, attachment. And he describes that attachment means the desire to enjoy sense gratification and to decrease suffering. That is raga, attachment. Dvesha is hatred. It's an aversion. To have an aversion to suffering and anything that causes suffering, that is dvesha, aversion. And the fifth is abhinivesha, Abhinivesha means to instinctively cling to the idea that sense enjoyment is the source of my happiness, and death will immediately cut me off from all forms of happiness. Abhinivesha. It's the last. We instinctively cling to this conception. These are all the five types of ignorance, are the five types of sources of suffering in this world. And he explains that this ignorance of these five kleshas are destroyed by devotional service. So Rupa Goswami is saying that the holy name, it destroys the disease of ignorance. And it made me think, of course, of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jeev Jago, or Enechi Oshodi Maya Nashibaro Lagi, Hari Nama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi. I brought the medicine of the holy name of the Lord. And please take up this chanting of the holy name. It's the right medicine. So many verses in the Bhagavatam also describe how the topics of Krishna is the right medicine for those who are suffering the disease of bodily identification. The right medicine. When I thought of this, Anachi of Shadi Maya, I was looking it up and I found this most wonderful, wonderful reference I wanted to read from Srila Prabhupada. It was from a lecture, and I should probably end because I have a tendency of doing this. I speak too long and we don't chant. And I'll just read this lecture of Srila Prabhupada without any commentary. Just hear it. It's medicine. It's medicine. And then it will be our next step forward before our chanting of Japa today. And it's from a lecture from 1969. It was an initiation lecture. And it was initiation, and it was also a marriage of two devotees. And in the beginning of the lecture, he was talking about Vedic marriage and the auspiciousness of Vedic marriages. And he actually wanted everyone to learn how to become happy in Krishna consciousness. And he quoted, he quotes this a lot, Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu. It's a phrase which means let everyone become happy. But then he goes into this Enechi Oshodi Maya, this disease part that I wanted to read. It'll take a few minutes. I'll read it slowly. Please listen carefully. Prabhupada, of course, is as the beginning of the lecture, he's chanting Om Pavitra Pavitra Vasava Vastam Katopi Yaksmaret Pundarikaksha Sabaya Vyantara Suchi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. So Prabhupada is giving the meaning of this verse. He says, Yak Smaret. Smaret means remembers. Whom remembers? Pundarikaksham. The lotus-eyed Krishna or Vishnu. Pundarikaksham. Sa, that person. Bhaya means externally. Abhyantaram means internally. Suchi. Sa bhaya abhyantaram. Apavitra, pavitrova. Apavitra means contaminated, and pavitra means liberated, without any contamination. Infected or disinfected. So in the material world, we are all infected. This is the disinfecting process, simply remembering Krishna. Yak smaret pundarikaksham. So this initiation is to teach how to remember always Vishnu and Krishna. This Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As soon as we hear, we immediately remember Krishna. His speech in the Bhagavad Gita, his form, his name, his quality, his pastimes, everything comes. So we have to practice that. Then we remain always uncontaminated. And if you forget, then there is a chance of, just like in medical science, if there is some epidemic disease, they give some vaccination. I think in Los Angeles, you gave me some vaccination. Prabhupada chuckles. What is that, flus? Prabhupada couldn't remember what the word was. Is it flus? And then Hayagriva says, Hong Kong flu. Prabhupada, ah, Hong Kong flu. Yes. So everyone took that vaccination. So our Hayagriva Prabhu took me also. All right, let us have. Laughs. Everybody laughs. So there was no attack. Fortunately, there was no attack. So similarly, this world is Hong Kong flu. Maya is always ready to attack. Always. So we have to take this injunction, this anti-vaccine. Hare Krishna. Eindechi osodi maya nasi baro lagi. When we know the meaning with Lord Chaitanya is saying, I brought the medicine to eradicate the disease of illusion. And then Prabhupada says, that song, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, I have brought this medicine for killing this Hong Kong flu of Maya. Everyone laughs. Enechi o shodi Maya, nasi baro lagi, harinama mahamantra, lau, now you take. This is the greatest contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to fight against this attack of material influence. Everyone is subjected. Under the three modes of material nature, people are entangled. So to get out of this, the same proposition as I explained in the beginning, to get out of this entanglement of constant transmigrating from one body to another, so this is the mantra. Simply to yak smaret pundurikaksham. Pundurikaksham means Krishna. So if you remember Krishna, if you chant Hare Krishna, you'll be forced to remember him. As soon as the word Krishna is there, and the more you are practiced to this habit, then simply we'll see Krishna, 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 nothing more. You'll see nothing. Savatra spurti tara ishta deva murti. Prabhupada's quoting a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, how the Mahabhagavata, he sees Krishna everywhere. As you make advance, then you'll see a tree, but you'll see Krishna. You'll not see the form of a tree. Savatra spurti tara ishta dev. Because one who is conversant with the science of Krishna, he'll know how his energies are working in so many ways. Therefore, he'll be sympathetic. That is universal vision. That is universal love. If you love Krishna, then there will be universal love. Other, it will be simply talks. So, yak smaret pundarikaksham sabhaya bhyantara. He is always in the contaminated stage, non-infected stage. So this is very nice. One should take it seriously. One should try to understand it seriously. Your life will be sublime. So the meaning of this Namo apavitra pavitrova sarvavastam. Any condition. We don't make any condition. There is no condition. Why shall we? Anyone can accept sarvavastam, any position. There are two positions only. Contaminated or uncontaminated. That's all. So supposing everyone is contaminated, they are, and the word is indistinct. The medicine is there. You make immediately uncontaminated. So sarvavastam gatopi va. It doesn't matter what is your position. You take simply to this Krishna consciousness. Your life will be sublime. That is the initiation. Now chant. Hare Krishna. That's Prabhupada. Now chant. Let us take the vaccine. We're all waiting a year and a half. Everyone is saying, it won't be for a year, it won't be for a year and a half before the vaccine comes. Yeah. Prabhupada says, vaccine's already here. Let's take the vaccine every day. Let us be vaccinated from the disease, the jaundice of avidya. And as Rupa Goswami says, then natural relish will become awakened within the tongue, and the disease will be destroyed at the root. Hare Krishna. So let us chant japa together. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasiddhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, I'm going to have to stop here so that I can go for my walk, get my exercise. And Sankarshan Natai, are you online? Is he there? Can he answer yes if he is there? He's probably muted. Okay, then I'll let you translate. Just a couple of things I wanted to say. I'll probably post that writing from Nandini. I hope she doesn't mind, but it's already going around everywhere anyway. So I'll post it on the site for anybody who might be interested in reading it. And this session will also be posted on YouTube. You can hear it there. If it's on YouTube before it's posted on the site, I don't know the sequence, but it'll be posted on YouTube at my channel, Niranjana Swami official channel. It'll probably be posted later today in English. And I believe it'll be for the devotees. For the devotees who don't understand English, it'll be probably dubbed in Russian and posted tomorrow or the day after.
Guru Maharaj говорит о том, что то, что он прочитал сегодня, это, как назвать это, поэма, что ли, которую Нандини написала. Гуру Мараш говорит о том, что вот эту поэму, которую он прочитал сегодня, он значит, разместит на своем веб-сайте, так что можно было туда тоже посчитать. Также вот сегодняшняя запись будет выложена на YouTube, официальный канал Гуру Махараджа на YouTube, полностью вся запись сегодняшняя. И также она будет переведена на русский язык чуть позднее. И она может появиться либо на сайте Гуру Махараджа раньше, или на канале YouTube раньше, пока Гуру Махарадж еще не знаю. It will come either on your website or on your channel. You don't know yet when it comes first.
Yeah. And one other thing I wanted to say, and that is, I was originally thinking to cancel the next 2 days. I have to reprioritize my schedule, and I really have I'm backed up on a lot of things that I was planning on doing, and I haven't been able to get to them between phone calls, other forms of communication, the japa session online, but I'm not going to cancel it, but I'm going to use it for my japa. So I may be speaking a little bit less over the next 2 days and devoting more time for japa. And if I do, it's for the next 2 days. I really have to use the next 2 days to reprioritize my days. And therefore, I'm going to use this time exclusively for my fixed number of rounds I chant every day instead of the extra rounds I chant.
Гуру Мараш говорит о том, что он планировал следующие две сессии отменить для того, чтобы пересмотреть свое расписание, и поскольку у него есть определенные приоритеты тоже, определить, какие у него приоритеты на сегодняшний день, потому что с момента, как он приехал в Майяпур, ему приходится иметь, ему очень многие преданные звонят, он звонит, то есть ему трудно сейчас пока наладить свое расписание тем образом, которым он хотел бы это сделать. Также много вещей накопилось, которые он еще не сделал из тех, что планировал. Вот, и он думал отменить следующие две сессии, но он решил не отменять их. Вместо этого Гурмараш говорит о том, что он будет меньше говорить, и основную часть сессии он будет просто повторять джапу таким образом, чтобы продолжать эти сессии и не отменять их.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We can all chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Krishna,